Good afternoon. It's July 3rd, 2011. The time is 2:06 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York on a Sunday afternoon. And this is my take on the Sunday news, which is coming from the local newspaper, a Press and Sun Bulletin. I did one of these once before. This is my second one. The last time I did one of these, looking back on my archives on the Audio Boo, was back in January, January 23rd. And the idea of doing this I got from Bernie Goldbach, who you can follow on Twitter at Top Gold, or here on Audio Boo. Top Gold is the handle he goes by, but he does a perspective from Ireland, their Americans' take on the Irish Sunday news every Sunday that I listen to. And I wasn't going to do one of these until I did look at the newspaper, because the missus was going to toss the Sunday news. I don't normally look at the Sunday news, or any paper really. If I do look at it, very rarely, it's either something that has to capture my eye right off the bat, or somebody is telling me of a particular story, because I get most of my news, a vast majority of the news that I consume, from the internet. But right from the get-go on today's Sunday Press and Sun Bulletin, an article caught my eye of the final launch of the space shuttle Atlantis that's scheduled to launch Friday. And in the picture of it sitting on the pad, it says 1.6 billion per launch, 14 lives lost. Was it worth it? I would say yes, it was worth it. I would like to see it continue, but you have to move on to a different platform, I guess, maybe a safer platform. Maybe the space shuttle has a more efficient platform, I should say. But the one thing on this final space shuttle mission, there's sort of a local connection, and that would be of the pilot that will be at the controls of the Atlantis, and that is Doug Hurley, who is from Appalachian, New York. And he'll be piloting the last shuttle, and him being from Appalachian, that's where I grew up as a young lad back in the 60s. I don't know Doug Hurley because the family moved out of the area, I guess, before I had a chance to meet Doug, I guess. But anyway, there's a local connection there, and there's a local connection with the space program in the area where I live at with other astronauts. We have Doug is one of four Southern Tier astronauts, with the other ones being Doug Warlock of Windsor, that's in Broome County, Daniel Wheeler Bush of Vestal, which is also in Broome County, and Ellen Marie Collins of Elmira, which is just west of Tioga County. And so there's quite a representation to NASA from the Southern Tier area here in New York. So I'll be following this final space shuttle mission, and primarily because when it does land, it's scheduled to land on July 20th, which is the, it'll be 42 years after we had landed on the moon from when Apollo 11 landed there. And the other article that really caught my eye was in the viewpoint sections of On Gay Marriage, Obama Needs to Evolve Faster, and it talks about how he is a little hesitant and saying the M word, marriage, as far as it gays. Of course, last week here in New York, the state legislature took the historical step of legalizing same marriage in the state, and president's a little hesitant on recognizing that. Myself, personally, 10-15 years ago, I'd be against this, but now that it's happened, the vote has taken place, I'm all for it, and it's just a winds of change, just like with the space shuttle, the winds of change. So that's all I have for this Sunday. Be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and peace.